Service was awarded its 11th straight J.D. Power Award for customer satisfaction with home improvement retail stores. To say thanks, we're giving you 20% off throughout the store. And as always, the help is free. So hurry into your local Ace and save 20% on select items this Friday through Sunday only. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only at participating stores. Additional conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details. For J.D. Power Award information, visit jdpower.com.
Felt like we needed a special open today. It is a Jim Glass coming your way here on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Good afternoon, everyone. 3:04. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Kyle Mann, our producer. A red letter day today. We got a full show, by the way. A red letter day today because, Mark, as you very well know, on this day, this very day, 11 years ago, January the 24th, 2007, this very program in the state, its current state, debuted on this very radio station, this frequency, 11 years ago today. Happy anniversary to you out there.
Happy anniversary to you, and thanks to our listeners, thanks to this company. It's just a joy every day to walk in the studio and like to say I get tired of seeing you, but I don't, Scott.
Yeah, we've morphed into golf and we've morphed into bowling.
We have indeed.
But yeah, we've been very fortunate to be bringing you sports talk for the last 11 years, and we hope it continues. Of course, the genesis of this program goes way back to, gosh, the early... Well, no, check that. Yeah, the early 2000s in there. I'd have to double check for sure, but like I told Michael Oss on Monday, he was the very first guest we had, and of course it was downtown. It started off at KCRG back at the old ranch, and I was solo. Mm-hmm. Michael Oss was my first guest from the Final Four on the Monday of the National Championship game in Minneapolis. He was up there, so we've come a long way, I guess.
Yeah, and I don't know if you know who recommended me for this gig.
Who was it? I had input.
You had input. You had a lot of input. But I understand Todd Meyer, who was on radio in Iowa City at one time. I used to be on his shows in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he put in a word with Rob, I think. And one thing led to another, and been behind this mic ever since. It's like I said, it's a joy every day to just toss around ideas and opinions and share thoughts with you and our listeners.
Yeah, and we do appreciate everybody joining us for these 11 years and looking forward to a whole bunch more out there. 319-366-1600, that is our text line. That is the phone line as well, the Hertzina Stocker Jewelers text line. They are located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. Like I said, we are loaded. We are absolutely loaded today as we've got Iowa basketball. The trumpet fanfare at the beginning of the show was not because the Iowa basketball team actually won at home last night, but, you know, it helps. Iowa, a winner over Wisconsin last night. We're going to talk to Mark Ironside coming up in just a little bit. Of course, the whole thing going on with the sentencing today, Larry Nassar, BNA, we're going to get you a preview of that. Tiger tees off tomorrow. The world is watching every shot of the Pro-Am today like never before. But we start off with some breaking news here, and that is... we knew it was coming today and tomorrow. Part one has now been released about 10 minutes ago. The Iowa High School Athletic Association has made their decision as far as what is going to change, if anything is going to change for the world of high school football. And for the most part, it's going to somewhat stay the status quo with one big asterisk. There is still going to be 16 playoff teams. There was much speculation it might jump back to 32. It is not. It is going to stay at 16. The districts have been, their makeups have been finalized, not the teams involved in each district. That will come out tomorrow on the 25th. That's what we are told anyway. Mm-hmm. But in Class 4A, they dropped the number of teams from 48 to 42. There are going to be seven districts of six teams apiece. Classes 3A, 2A, and 1A, they put that mark at, I believe it was 52. Am I right on that? Let me see here if I can find it. I got all sorts of information in front of me here, Mark. But they're no, 54. I beg your pardon, 54. They're going to have nine districts with six teams apiece. So you're going to have five district games in everything except eight player. And that is not addressed actually right here, but they're kind of their own separate entity. And the difference this year is that each game is going to count. Even the non-district games are going to mean something, which I think is fantastic. Now, the method they came up with it, I guess we're going to have to wait and see how it all plays out. The at-large formula for determining playoff teams is going to be an RPI formula. It's not going to be a panel. It's not going to be this. It's not going to be a computer that will spit out the information. It's going to actually be a computer formula, if you will. And it's going to be called the RPI. And it's going to be weighed this fashion. 37.5%. Now, this is, I'm going to have to become a mathematician, by the way. And apparently, they're going to put this out each week, starting in week four. That's going to help a lot. But anyway, the WP, that is your own winning percentage. That is going to be weighted at 37.5%. Your opponent's composite winning percentage will be weighed at 37.5%. And the OOWP, Mark, that is your opponent's composite winning percentage, is going to be weighed at 25%. You calculate that all together, and the worst you can do is 0.0000. The best you can do is 1.000. Does that all make sense?
The first two weigh 37.5, is that what you said?
Yes, 37.5 for your own winning percentage. Your opponent's winning percentage, 37.5. Your opponent's winning percentage, 25%.
You're going to have to let this digest a little bit because it is fresh. But one thing I really like about the announcement today is the 17-point differential rule is going away.
That is gone.
And that really puts some coaches in bad positions and caused some misunderstandings between a team that was, you know, blowing out another and still went for another touchdown, you know, what have you. And teams that were in a playoff situation felt compelled to get as many points as they could. And I just didn't think that was right. It put coaches in a bad spot, and I'm glad it's gone away.
Yeah, I'm glad it's gone away as well. And that came into play twice in games we did last year. And it kind of left some ill feelings at times. So.
Kennedy Lindmar, I remember for sure. Yeah,
I thought that would be the case. Now, you're wondering, the playoff teams, are they going to be picked? If there is a tie between two teams for a district championship, both those teams are guaranteed to get into the playoffs, which I'm for. You're not going to have, you know, the winner of the head-to-head going in, and then the other team has to rely on getting in as a wild card.
I agree. Yeah.
That is, I agree with that. That is the case. Also coming in, new, back, out-of-state scheduling. Not going to really matter for us here, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. But
Decorah,
Right, Decorah, the Quad Cities, Sioux City. Mm-hmm. You're going to see some of those teams play out-of-state teams again because they've got that figured into the formula as well. And like I said, the part two will come up tomorrow, and that will be exactly what team is going to fall in what district. The one thing I'm a little skeptical about, before we move on here at 312, the one thing I'm a little bit skeptical about is the fact that if you schedule, say you're just for the sake of argument, let's say Cedar Rapids Jefferson, they're non-district games.
Mm-hmm.
Or Kennedy or Wash or whoever, they can schedule four 2A teams if they like, and it's not going to make any difference in their RPI. Granted, they're not going to, but they could put, you know, four 3A teams or whatever the case may be. and used to be in the old mathematical formula way back pre-district days, you would lose so many points if you scheduled a team in a class below you. That's what kind of got district football here mm-hmm. to start with. So, you know, everyone, it says here, please use common sense in your scheduling. That is what the Iowa High School Athletic Association is telling schools, and I'm sure they will. But, hey, who knows? Maybe we could see Marion Lindmark come back. I'd love it. I think it'd be great.
Yeah.
Things like that. So, I think this could be good. This could be good. We'll have to see it all play out. Your thoughts, welcome at 319-366-1600 about the way that the Iowa High School Athletic Association is going to deal with football for the next 2 years.
Got a lot more to chew on. We will not have anything to say about the Baseball Hall of Fame inductions today. That coming up at 5 o'clock, Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. We'll cover quite a bit of that as the announcements are made.
Go Jim Tomey!
I think he's going to be in. Poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Amos Hideaway. Would you like to see Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens in the Hall of Fame at some point? Yes or no? Thanks to Amos Hideaway. First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
I'd like to go back and address that with the age-old question about Pete Rose. Huh?
The discussion's probably not over.
No. No. Not going to be over. 14 past 3. We're going to talk to Mark Ironside coming up in just a little bit. Getting to Iowa basketball from last night, a great start. And Iowa did not give it up last night.
Mm-hmm.
Watched the game after I came back from the Cedar Falls-Linmar game last night. And tell you, Luka Garza. Dan Dokic has a man crush on Luka Garza.
Sure does. Yeah.
Am I wrong in saying that?
No, you're not.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people fell in love with him last night. He had his statistical brilliance, but the way he played defense on Ethan Happ, I thought was really a spark for the Iowa basketball team. And really, the pathway to that victory last night was Iowa's defense.
Mm-hmm.
It was very good on Happ. He still got his. But there was a excellent help defense, and this has been the point of discussion for most of the year. And last night, Iowa got it.
Yeah, they did. It just looked like Iowa had more, you know.
No, it's not confused Wisconsin with Purdue.
Exactly.
Not even close.
But Iowa had more spring in their step, it looked to me like, last night, watching that game. It just looked as though Iowa was, for some reason, maybe they got challenged a little bit by Fran McCaffrey. Maybe they were just tired of losing. Maybe they were tired of hearing and reading about losing.
Mm.
And it just, to me, looked like they picked up the game quite a bit.
Jordan Bohannon suggested as much.
I agree with him.
That the noise from the outside kind of got to him and maybe spurred him on a little bit.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But the Hawks coming away with the victory. UNI basketball tonight against Illinois State. The Iowa State women in action tonight at Oklahoma State. As well. All that coming up, and we'll have the UNI game at 7 o'clock tonight on 107.5 FM and on 106.3 FM, Iowa State at 7:30. That will be on 1600 AM. We're going to go to the phone lines. Brent in Cedar Rapids, he wants to talk a little bit about the new high school football. Hi, Brent.
Hey, just a clarification. I think on those playoffs, if there's a two-way tie for district champ, it goes back to head-to-head. So there is actually a true champion. So the other person does go into the at-large mix. But if it's a three-way tie, then all three of them get in automatically.
Okay. I read both get in, though.
Yeah. Maybe that is true. Yeah, I thought it was a three-way tie, like those weird things that used to happen back when Benton Community would always lose out back in the day.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's how district football got started. Another example is Starmont back in the day. They'd go undefeated or have one loss and would be edged out by a 6-3 team out west to get in the playoffs.
Right.
But, they'll have some other things coming out. This is just very preliminary right now. And just a couple of things I read about said if there's any sort of a tie, the teams are going to make it. So I think that's the best way to go about it. But.
Okay.
You like it, Brent?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, very good.
Should be good.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate the call. 319-366-1600. I'm going to talk with Mark Ironside coming up here in just a couple of moments here as we are at 318. Also want to get to the news of the day, and that is about the Larry Nassar and the sentencing, to talk a little bit about that. And like I said, Tiger going to be teeing off coming up tomorrow. Jerry in Cedar Rapids wants to comment, Mark, on the poll question today.
Okay.
And that's what it's for, to bring up discussion like this. Jerry, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not bad. Not bad.
Yes, I'm Barry Bonds. Personally, can't stand the man. Can't stand what he did and what he stands for and his behavior. But even just his Pittsburgh Pirate days, the man was a Hall of Fame player just as a pirate. Discount what he did once he became a Giant and all of the steroid juice. I think that should keep him out. But his Pittsburgh Pirate days, for that, he should be in the Hall of Fame.
I would agree. I would agree. I think he's a Hall of Famer. And if, and this is what the debate is about. Do you let these guys in the steroid era? Do you let people in with aspirins?
Some of it's conjecture. I mean, I agree with the caller on the 5232 on the text sign. Similarly says, both Bonds and Clemens would have made the Hall of Fame regardless of steroid abuse.
I would agree with that. They had the talent to get in there, certainly. Had very much the talent to get in there. Coming up, we're going to give you an opportunity to pick up a $30 gift card to La Cantina. That will be coming up here before 4 o'clock today. It's good for one of their three locations in Marion, Lincoln View Square, the Fountains on Edgewood Road, or downtown Cedar Rapids. We encourage you to stop on by there, and we'll have a $30 gift card to give away. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. Mark Ironside's going to join us. We're going to talk some wrestling, Iowa, Ohio State from Sunday, and looking ahead to Iowa, Michigan as well. All that coming up here on a anniversary Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Stay with us. More to come right after this.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency, excellence in customer experience.
There's a whole lot happening at Mulligan's Pub in Cedar Rapids. This Saturday, it's their big chili cook-off. Cook up a batch of your famous chili and bring it to Mulligan's. Sign up start at 11:30 and tasting begins at noon. Prizes will be awarded to the top three vote-getters. Mulligan's is also gearing up for their second anniversary, so plan to come celebrate during their customer appreciation party on February 3rd. They'll have $2 You Call It all day long. Mulligan's Pub, 1060 Old Marion Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
You know that Iowa City is the epicenter of wrestling. Now it's time to show the world. The 2018 Freestyle World Cup is coming to Carver Hawkeye Arena April 7th and 8th. This is your chance to see not only the best in the United States, but the best in the world. Team USA will lay it on the line against the top seven wrestling countries in the world in this team competition. For ticket information, visit WorldCupIowaCity.com or call 1-800-IA-HAWKS.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM. Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
322 on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. As we come your way from our studios here on the southwest side, Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer. 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock, it'll be more sports talk locally with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That'll be coming up here on KGYM. Going to talk to Mark Ironside. His appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. Kudos to Kurt for helping us out with the segments on Tuesday and Wednesday as we talk some wrestling. And how much fun was Columbus, man? 15,000 something new indoor record, right?
I don't buy that, but I mean, maybe what's the arena hold? 20, maybe?
I think it holds like right around 20, a little less than 20, something like that.
It did not look like 15,000 people there, but maybe because the arena is so big, it could, you know, because there was a lot of empty seats, you know, up high, all the way around the top and, you know, on the ends. I don't buy that, but whatever. If it's good for the sport. All I know is there was a crap load of people there for a wrestling meet, and it was really cool. Whether it was a record or not, I don't think so. Plus, even if it was 15,000 new indoor record, I swear, we've been to Penn State a couple of times, and they've had more than that, like 16,000.
I thought so, too. I was a little bit surprised by that stat and graphic they threw up there.
Because even at Carver-Hawkeye Arena, before they redid it, we've had over 15,000 in there. Like 15,500. I'm pretty sure Penn State holds the indoor record, and it's like 16 and change.
I thought they did, too.
But, hey, you know what? When it's your place and you're at Ohio State, you can do what you want and put whatever you want up, you know?
Some shenanigans.
When you got Kyle Snyder as a heavyweight, do whatever you want, you know? I mean, who's going to say different?
Let's start out right out of the first match out of the shoot, and you didn't want to be late to the radio or television broadcast. My takeaway in Spencer Lee's win, I know he wanted to score more points, but Tomasello's, he rode the guy for almost 2 minutes, Mark. And the way he was able, he's got brilliant counter moves, I think. I guess your analysis.
Well, he rode the guy for a full 2 minutes in the second period. That was impressive. I mean, the ride that he put on, Spencer Lee showed me a lot about Spencer Lee in that match. You know, just the way that he fought those takedowns off, especially the one at the end, you know, not to get taken down. He still has to work on his conditioning a little bit. He let Tomasello get to his legs way too easy. He needs to learn to move his feet, move his hands, just like Pacini from Okie State got to him a couple of times late in the match. He doesn't quite have his legs with him, which I think it was better this weekend than it was the previous weekend, so that's good. I just think that he needs more weigh-ins, he needs more one-hour weigh-ins and more match time, and he'll get there. But his defensive skills are impressive, but his riding skills, that is what blew me away. The way that he rode Tomasello, and it wasn't like he threw a leg in and just stalled with the leg in. I mean, he had to ride him hard. Tomasello was doing everything right underneath, coming up to his feet, getting hand control. He had hand control, and I mean, Spencer's like hanging on with fingertips and being able to pull him back down, return him. I mean, the things that he did, probably to a normal fan watching on TV or watching out of the stands, made it look kind of easy. But what he did was so unbelievably hard and takes a ton of energy away from you.
Tom Sello's a big 25 pounder.
He's a very big 25 pounder. He's very, you know, put together, and in his conditioning looked like totally fine. You know, I was kind of thinking, you know, he's only got two matches himself. He was hurt early on in the year. He's probably not going to have the best of conditioning either. He did not look like he was fatigued at all.
No.
And he came out. He got in on us right away. He probably honestly should have had that takedown. And he kind of messed it up for himself when he came up off the leg and went around to the waist. I can't believe a fifth-year senior, someone that's been, you know, as decorated as he has, would make such a simple mistake by coming off of the leg and coming around the waist, which then allowed Spencer to throw the wizard in and get his leg back, square his hips, get his legs back. I mean, he basically just gave that takedown away, and we'll gladly take it. But it was kind of a bad move on Tomasello's part. Now the thing is, Siriano from Rutgers, which really is a bummer that Lee got beat at Midlands, did not wrestle Siriano at the Midlands. So now Lee is not going to see him. Ohio State doesn't wrestle Rutgers this year, so Tomasello is not going to see him. So basically, unless Suriano really gets upset between now and then, he's going to keep that number one ranking, and it's going to be Spencer Lee and Tomasello, the 2 and 3 seeds, and on the same side, the Big Ten's wrestling in the semifinals, which is going to be crazy semi.
Yeah, it is going to be. You want to win. There's no doubt. You want to win if you're the Iowa Hawkeyes. But put that aside, I thought Iowa wrestled pretty well for the most part on Sunday. I thought if you gave them a grade, I thought probably be, I would give them probably an A-minus grade.
You're pretty nice. You're very nice.
That's why I wanted to ask your opinion. Okay, A-minus, B-plus. But going, I still thought they wrestled pretty well.
I'm thinking C-plus, maybe B-minus.
Okay.
You know,
well, that's why you're the expert.
I think some guys wrestled well, you know, but then you got guys like 141, Carter Happel still. You know, he's wrestling Joey McKenna. Joey McKenna was ranked like, what, I don't know, fifth or fourth or something like that, you know. Maybe not even quite that high, I don't know. But, I mean, McKenna's good, but we just allow him to score way too easy. Way, way, way too easy. We have to fight harder than that to allow a guy to just basically he looked like he could do whatever he wanted to us at will. And I think we just need to be stronger there. You know, that's going to be a big match this weekend. If you look on paper against Michigan at 141 pounds, whether it's Vince Turk or Carter Happel, whoever's wins the flip of the coin there and gets to wrestle this weekend against Profici of Michigan, who's unranked as well, they have a chance. Either Turk or Happel has a chance to go out and wrestle a guy that's not ranked and really whip up on someone and say, hey, I'm here to dominate and I want this spot. You know, I mean, the last 2 weeks, you know, Turk wrestles Heil, you know, two-time defending national champion. And then Happel wrestles McKenna, who's ranked really high. I mean, those are two tough, hard matches. But it's the way that we lost that is what bothers me. And then going down the line, you know, Sorensen played the game with Deshaun Jones way too much. Deshaun Jones is in his face, poking the eye, in his face, poking the eye. Very strategic match, very well coached, and we allowed him to get away with that. Being a fifth-year senior, we got to be smarter than that and to get caught up playing those stupid games all the time. You know, the perfect example was at 165 pounds with Alex Marinelli. Campbell, who was a transfer in for Pittsburgh and a great athlete, good wrestler, tried to immediately do the exact same thing that Jones was doing to Sorensen, but Marinelli had no part of it, immediately cleared the hand, and bam, in on the leg, and just took it away right away. And the thing is about Sorensen, okay, first minute of the match, okay, he's doing this, he's doing that, same thing over and over, make adjustments. 7 minutes go by, no adjustments made. And that's shame on Sorensen, you know. And he ended up winning a hard-fought match, and I credit him for, you know, he needed a takedown in that third period to win, and by golly, he went out and he got it. He didn't wait until 20 seconds left in the match to get it, but he just needed to make those adjustments earlier. When you're wrestling a freshman and you're a fifth-year senior and a guy's poking the eye, you're better than that.
Well, to Scott's point, though, guys like Glenn and Caleb Young and Bowman – wrestled, I thought, by and large, to end and either avoided a major or a tech fall.
You know, Glenn showed some promise there. I think that's why he got the nod there to wrestle there after, Laux didn't do so hot against Okie State. Glenn fought. I mean, at least Glenn fought, you know, and that's what we like to see a little bit. You know, he still got beat by Pelcher, who's ranked second in the country. You know, tough opponent, second in the country. But at least he stayed out there and fought. And then the same thing with Caleb Young. You know, he's wrestling, you know, who is that, Bo Jordan?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, national finalist. I mean, he's a stud. He's a senior. The thing is, he stayed in there and he fought. And the thing is, he had the best return to the mat that I have seen in a long, long, long time. And, you know, Caleb Young weighs in at 168 pounds. He's really a 65-pounder, bumping up and wrestling a full-fledged 74-pounder, picks him up with one arm and puts him down hard. He showed how strong that he really is. I think it's a situation there where, you know, Gunther is probably the better guy right now, where he's not going to give up as much points, but he's not going to score as many points either. But if you're looking at, if Coach Brands is looking at like a long-term investment, like what guy is going to, do you want the guy that's going to probably be the better guy in the lineup right this second, or do you want a guy that's going to be able to, you know, start working on progressing for the future, then that's definitely Caleb Young. He's the one that you invest in. You know, Bowman, oh my gosh, 84. I love Bowman. I really, really like Bowman. For lots of reasons. But you take away those near falls, 8 points for near falls, it's a one-point match. That's a whole nother ball game.
Nearly and caught him in the end, too.
Yeah, he did, in a cradle. And thing is Bowman, I don't understand where that second string of near falls points came from, that second set of four.
Under question,
We challenged it. I thought it was a no-brainer. I didn't even know if they were going to really even have to challenge it. I thought the other referee was just, you know, that looks at the reviews was just going to say, yeah, that's, you know, that shouldn't have been there. They didn't have to even go to computer to look at that because the leg was never released. So I didn't understand that at all, but maybe they seen something that I didn't. I don't understand it. I don't know how.
He spent a lot of time looking at that thing too.
So, but you take away that, it's a 1 point match. We're scrambling. We're out there. I can tell you right now that Miles Martin wants no piece at all whatsoever of Mitch Bowman at the Big Tens. If Miles Martin draws Mitch Bowman like first round or something like that, because Bowman's not ranked that high or seated that high or whatever, Miles Martin's gonna be going, oh my gosh, this is not the guy I want to start out the tournament with, because he felt it. He understands it and he knows it. That score did not do any justice to that match or who Mitch Bowman is. Where a big disappointment for me, though, in the whole entire dual meet was probably at 197 with Cash Wolke. Ranked fifth, wrestling the number one guy in the country, a 4-3 match, which I don't know how it was still 4-3. Moore was doing everything, but we just don't give ourselves a chance there. That's what bothers me. We don't give ourselves a chance. No offense. It's like we're waiting for the guy to make a mistake, slip on a wet spot, just, you know, get out of position, whatever. And you're not going to win like that, you know? Take things and take matters in your own hands. Take the win in your own hands and make something happen. And he just doesn't do it. And it's just hard for me to watch, you know? I mean, the guy has so many skills and so much ability, but uses, like, very, very, very little of it. And that's kind of the downfall for me of the dual meet. But overall, I thought it was a good meet. It was good for the fans. It was good for wrestling. And obviously having Spencer win that match was huge for him and the program.
I figured after the second time that Moore pushed Cash Wilkie's head into the mat, he'd probably want to come out and get him. But maybe not.
Too nice.
Apparently.
Too nice.
How do you weigh in on the Sam Stoll matter?
I'm 100% behind Tom Brands. You know what?
Try to avoid injury.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. And I am the last person on earth that it would ever not send someone out there when they're healthy and they could wrestle and stuff like that. I'm just glad that, you know, they took someone else, even though Holloway's a backup 97-pounder, and we threw him out there against Kyle Snyder.
By the way, Snyder did lose to Kyvan Gadsden. I looked
it up. He did?
Yes.
Okay, so I was right on that
by
one.
By fall?
Yeah, it was by fall.
I didn't see.
It was by fall.
Okay.
We were talking earlier about the last time.
Yeah, Snyder lost.
Snyder might have gotten pinned.
Yeah.
Because it was a 5-point match going into the heavyweight.
It was 5-point match. But here's the deal. I mean, you got to be smart. You have to look at, Stoll has been out of the lineup basically for the last 2 years with two ACL tears, two terrible, terrible knee injuries. He's still not 100%, okay? More likely, we are not going to win that match. Even if we do win that match by 1 or 2 points, if we would happen to win it, you know, we still don't win the dual meet. You know, the other thing is, we have Adam Kuhn coming up this Saturday in Carver Hawkeye Arena in an unbelievably going to be a hard-fought, tough dual meet against Michigan, okay? We need Sam Stolte healthy for that match. That's the match now it really matters. There's a match where we're wrestling the number two ranked guy, we're number three. Now we can move up a little bit, we can do some damage there, and we can, you know, get on the opposite side of Snyder at the Big Tens if we win this match. So, for sure, 110% behind Tom Brands and not wrestling Stoll against a guy like Kyle Snyder, who's now at the Euregan in Russia, over wrestling the world's toughest tournament, freestyle tournament that there is, you know, besides the world championships itself.
12:38, hey, Dukes. Don't get beat up, but ask Ironside if he's glad Lee took his red shirt off.
Me, no. I'm not. But, hey, I'm glad that he won that match. I'm glad that he's wrestling. It creates a lot of spark. But I don't know. I have my own.
Why would I get beat up over that?
I don't know. I have my own reasons why I don't think we do it. But you know what?
We've gone down that road.
Yeah, we've talked about it or whatever, you know. But I guess whether I'm right or wrong, it doesn't matter. He's wrestling. I'm happy he's wrestling. The fact that, hey, it's a humongous spark for our team. They're rallying behind it. It's going to make our team better as a whole. But it proved this weekend, even with a guy like Spencer Lee in the lineup beating Tomasello, we're still not better than Ohio State. And that's what I'm talking about, you know. But it also goes to show that he is capable, like we've talked about, he's very capable of winning a national championship for himself. So I would just like to see, given every chance, you know, possible, to be a four-timer. And if it was really going to make a big difference whether we could win nationals or not with him in the lineup, then I could see for sure, okay, then we got to try this. But obviously, where we're at right now, I just think that Penn State and Ohio State just have too much firepower up and down the lineups, you know, compared to us. I think we're a very solid third right now. I like our team. I like where we're at. But I just don't think we have enough to capture, even with Spencer in the lineup, to capture, like, you know, catch up with, you know, Ohio State or Penn State.
We'll get the Patrick Downing question again, and this time it's about whether he could be redshirted and whether he'd have that eligibility.
No, he has to wrestle. And I know that there's one more hoop for him to jump through, whether that happens this week, next week, the following week. Anybody's guess is as good as mine. You know, then it comes out, the situation is, even if he is eligible, do you put him down to 84 when Bowman's really starting to come around and wrestling well, and Downey's never been down to 84 yet? He hasn't weighed in yet. What's he going to be like on a one-hour weigh-in? Or do you put him in at 97 where he's very comfortable, where he's wrestled in the past, and he doesn't really have to cut any weight hardly at all, and he'll feel good? And then, you know, in all fairness to Cash Wilkie and Mitch Bowman, wherever you put him at, you give him a wrestle-off, 2 out of 3 probably, on a one-hour weigh-in. And then, you know, because that's just being fair to those guys. So, I don't know. We'll see. I know just as much as pretty much everybody else. I just know that he's got one more hoop that he's got to jump through, one thing that's got to get done, and it's kind of out of the control of, you know, Tom Branches can't come in and say, okay, here's this, can we go now? You know, it's not that easy. I know that he has been cleared, and he can actually start practicing wrestling, you know, with the team. So we've gotten that far.
Yeah. All right. Now, Iowa's got to look into Michigan, which, as you said, is not going to be easy.
Mm-mm.
Coming up on Saturday. That's a 5 o'clock matchup at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. And Michigan brings in a very good top 10 team.
Very good team. They're pretty solid. They got a lot of ranked guys. There's going to be some great matchups. This is going to be a great dual meet to watch. You know, 157, 165, both those matches, you know, we're favored in those matches, but not by much. Kemmer, who's struggled a little bit in the third period, last few dual meets, he's got to learn, he's got to do something different. He's losing his legs. I mean, he's up against Micah Jordan 6-0 in the third period. I'm thinking, okay, one more takedown. We got a major, locked up major here. This is awesome. And we might actually possibly somehow have a chance to win this dual meet, but we got to get a major here. And then he gets taken down twice in the third period. That is not Kemmer. He's got to get past that. And that's why I say that match against Alec Pantoliu is it's gonna be a good match. And then Moss at 165 for the Bull, Alex Marinelli, that's gonna be a good match for him, even though, you know, Moss got beat last week by Wanzak of Minnesota. And then 174, that's an opportunity, and 184, that's an opportunity for both of our guys at 174 and 84 to knock off a highly ranked guy and maybe get a pull off an upset and move up the rankings ourselves. And then obviously the biggest match of the night is going to come down to heavyweight between Sam Stoll, number 3, and then Adam Kuhn, number 2. And Adam Kuhn is tough. He's so good. He moves well. He can wrestle in all positions. He's very athletic for a heavyweight. This is going to be a really good, hard-fought match, I think.
Seeing your jacket there reminds me I got to get my pledge in for the plunge.
Yes, please do. I'm trying to get to $20,000, Mark.
I up today.
I mean, yeah, Scott did. Let's go. Come on, get on it, you know? I'm at 19...
19.2, isn't it?
19.2, somewhere in there.
Right in there.
So, I'm scrapping.
$800 in my account.
I'm not expecting $800 out of you, Dukes, okay? That would probably be your whole entire paycheck for work for like half a year here, you know?
You know, the sacrifices I make.
Oh, boy. Anything for the club. But, yeah, I am. It's Saturday night after the Michigan meet. The Hawkeye Wrestling Club, last I checked, was at $98,000 raised total. Their goal is to try and get to 100, so I think they're going to get that and surpass it by quite a bit, actually. My original goal was 15, and now it's 20, and you know, with help from so many people. I can't begin to tell you how many people, even $5 plunges or pledges, you know, up to $1,000, you know, $1,500. I got a $1,500, and everything in between. Anything is welcome, but I really, really appreciate it, and so is the Hawkeye Wrestling Club. So it's big. And you know, here's a perfect example of where that money goes. It goes to guys like now Matt McDonough, who works for the club and runs the kids club and gets paid through the club. Also goes to guys now like Gilman and Clark, who have graduated. And Clark now over at the Euregan wrestling, you know, Gilman would be, except for he's hurt right now. So those guys in the room, okay? Why do you think Spencer Lee is in our room right now? Because those guys are there. He's coming in here because of Matt McDonough. He's coming in here because we have the funds to keep Corey Clark and Thomas Gilman around so they can train with a guy like Spencer Lee. So it's not just benefiting the Hawkeye Wrestling Club itself, it's also benefiting our college, you know, current athletes as well, because they can train with them and so forth. And that's huge. It's huge from the recruiting point of view, it's huge from a training point of view, and it's huge for the guys that are training to be World Olympic champions. So and we got to work hard, because it definitely costs a lot of money. Like right now we've got like five guys over in Russia. You know what it costs to send five guys to Russia? That's a lot of money. So we do what we can to scrap and work hard to you know, provide these guys with stipends and opportunities to kind of live and train full-time as well.
You got a lot of plungers too Saturday.
Yeah, we got the most ever this year. I hope they start
a big list.
Hope they start earlier than, you know, it's right after the Michigan meet over at Brown Deer Golf Course. It'll be under the lights. The ice will be lit up. It'll be cold, and they'll have a DJ. Usually Ben Burhaw does a good job with that. There's going to be food. There's going to be drinks. So it should be a great time. You can actually pledge while you go there. That's kind of the purpose and marketing of having it behind there, is where everybody comes over, kind of like for the Hawk Party there, an opportunity to even raise more money by a lot of people coming and attending and watching. And it's open to the public. Anybody can come.
It'll be interesting. It always is.
It's no, yeah.
Well, best of luck.
Yeah, thanks.
Best of luck to you for everything Saturday.
Before the Michigan meet, I am going to sit in that sauna for so long and try and get my body heat up, and then sit up on the radio and just sweat in my park and just go right over there and jump in while my body heat's still up, maybe.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
Mark Spearns brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. Time now for an NFL Network report, and it is brought to you, this update, by Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle. Learn more at ncsei.com.
You'll find more and more companies in the IT business charging a flat rate to their client each month, but we don't have that here. I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. We would never charge somebody just to have a relationship with them, only for services that we provide, because we really value the relationship that we have with our clients.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
I'm Ari Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski remains in concussion protocol following the hit to the head he took in Sunday's AFC Championship game against the Jaguars. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport is reporting he was told the Pats tight end is said to be in good spirits following his concussion, and the team is optimistic about his status for the Super Bowl. The league announced Tuesday that senior VP of officiating Alberto Riveron will return for the 2018 season. Riveron helped oversee the league's transition to a centralized review system and took over for former head of officiating Dean Blandino. Meanwhile, Vikings coach Mike Zimmer was asked during his end-of-season presser Tuesday if Case Keenum earned the right this season to be the starter in 2018. Zimmer telling reporters he isn't prepared to comment yet. The team will evaluate all players before making a decision. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes lime scale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate lime scale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
3:48, back with you here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class KGYM. We have a $30 gift card giveaway to La Cantina. Good at one of their three locations in the Fountains, also in Marion and downtown. We're going to give that to one of our great listeners right now. Caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. Go to our website for more information about La Cantina. But caller number 6 right now, you are going to pick up a $30 gift card at 319-366-1600.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Learning where your DNA comes from with 23andMe.com might just inspire you to explore your connection to the world, like Kate. 45% of Kate's DNA is from the British Isles, so she took a little bike trip through Scotland. And 10% of her DNA is from North Africa, so she paid a call to Morocco. Order a DNA kit with 23andMe.com today and let your 23 pairs of chromosomes show you another way to experience the world. Get over 75 reports on ancestry, health traits, and more at 23andMe.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. If your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Trico Force wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of O'Reilly Auto Parts' free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
People make your business work, but how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click posts your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/WillShow. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WillShow.
The KGYM Road Trip comes to you live with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. It's your chance to hang out while we're broadcasting and get your hands on some swag from the gym and other prizes. Want to know when it's happening? Find the road trip schedule at KGYMradio.com. The KGYM Road Trip, live from Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road across from Elmcrest Country Club. Driven by Linder Tire Service. Linder Tire keeps you rolling during all your road trips. Visit LinderTire.com for great tire and service specials.
And the road trip coming up tomorrow from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Be sure to stop on by. Chris in Cedar Rapids, thank you very much. You're going to get that $30 gift card to La Cantina. Now, Mark, we've got bowling coming up tonight as it's another Wednesday night. I believe we are both on and ready to go, correct?
We are both on. Rusty Nails trying to climb on that left side of the ledger, eighth place right now, but only four games out of third, Scott. Pretty bunched between third and eighth. We take on the league leaders, Viking, on lanes 25 and 26, and try to duplicate or do better what we did last week.
That's just regular Viking, right?
It's the regular Viking.
It's regular Viking.
League leading Viking.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not Buzz. Serbisek and those guys.
That's correct.
All right. Very good. We'll look forward to that tonight.
We'll have a report tomorrow.
Only one way to go, and that's up.
That's a good way of looking at it.
We just hope that some of the team is can find their way there. Reports of a pregame meeting going on. Of course, our bowling update is brought to you by Mays City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. And thanks to Tom Turchkin and everybody over there. By the way, the state bowling, the other thing that came out of the Iowa High School Athletic Association today, the temporary home of the state bowling tournament is going to be Cadillac Lanes in Waterloo now.
Okay, excellent.
So it'll be up there on the eastern half of the state. Of course, the regular home, they suffered a fire about, what, two months ago over in Des Moines Plaza Lane. So they're going to be moving up to Waterloo in the interim right there. To close things out today, the big national news story, of course, the sentencing of Larry Nassar. And in true NCAA fashion, now the NCAA, Mark, is going to jump in after... You know, the horses have left the barn and things like that. They're going to conduct their own investigation, somewhat similar to what they're doing with the college basketball situation right there. Nothing has come back from the NCAA as far as that is concerned, or very little has come back. But anyway, the week has been filled with very damning testimony by so many of these young ladies, and the judgment was passed today. And it was passed very harshly today.
Yeah, Larry Nassar, the employee of former employee of Michigan State University and one of the team doctors for USA Gymnastics, sentenced to 40 to 175 years, basically a death sentence, because of sexual abuse of more than 150 young girls and young women over several years. And you mentioned Michigan State. Sending a letter of inquiry to the NCAA, sending a letter of inquiry to Michigan State. And Michigan State and the NCAA are only two entities that have been late to the story. The national media has been late to it. We've been late to it. USA Gymnastics has been late to it. And only because some of the Olympic medalists were part of the objects of sexual abuse has it really come to the forefront, and basically because it's gymnastics. It's not football, and it's not in the an assistant coach under an iconic head coach like Joe Paterno in Penn State, and I don't want to really compare the two per se, but, I mean, the Michigan State coach, gymnastics coach, knew of allegations in 1997.
Over 20 years ago.
The Indianapolis Star broke this story in September of 2016. What have all these entities been doing? I hope it's just... They need to go to the Crowley Ranch and talk to Bella and Marta and see what they knew. A lot of this abuse occurred on that ranch. I hope it's just the beginning of this story.
And kudos to the Indianapolis Star as well. And just to, in this day and age of newspapers and sports sections downsizing and whatnot, and we went through that this week and with our friend Jeremiah Davis at Cedar Rapids Gazette. And the Indianapolis Star has been a terrific paper, one of the best sports sections in the country. And they did a great, great job of uncovering this, and they have some just terrific writers over there, and just shows how good newspapers can be.
Mm-hmm.
Not everything is social networking these days, and would we have known about it someday? Yeah, I think we would have, but the Indianapolis Star brought this to light, so good for them.
This Michigan State regent basically laughing when asked the question, do you fear the NCAA looking into this? He laughed.
I don't think he's going to be laughing anytime
how
soon.
How arrogant, man.
Yeah. It's another black eye in the world of sports, certainly.
Yep.
Yeah. And that gentleman will get everything coming to him, and he will be put away for the rest of his life, and that cannot be changed, although he sounds like he will appeal it. All right. More rosy things to talk about tomorrow. on the program. Going to talk a little bit with Kevin Lehman. Going to try to get Jeff Johnson as well from the Gazette, talk a little bit more about the football because we'll know the district's coming up tomorrow. Again, if you missed it, playoffs going to stay at 16 for the next 2 years. They're going to go with an RPI. Every game is going to count as far as high school football is concerned. More on that coming up tomorrow on the Gym Class program. Stay tuned. The Todd Bromel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next right here on KGYM.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the Gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP. Recognizing good